enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Man that's trusting God, God said, I'm going to hide you in my presence. Then I'm going to set you upon a rock. In other words, God said, then I'm going to elevate you. I'm going to hide you, and then I'm going to set you up. I'm going to set you up on a rock. And now shall my head be lifted up above my enemies round about me. So now God has elevated me above my enemies, and I'm looking down on them. They're still trying to find me, but they can't find me. They can't see me, but I can see them. Because the Lord done set me up on a rock. Oh, thank God for the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises unto the Lord. So while my enemy's trying to find me, guess what I'm doing? Sitting up on a rock, looking down, singing. Not scared, not running, not full of fear. But God has set me up on a rock. That rock is Jesus. Amen. Jesus is that rock that God set me upon. Amen. And I sit on him, and then I just rejoice in him. I sing unto him. I praise him. My enemy's still trying to find me. Hallelujah. But I'm hidden. And I'm caught up with God and say, look, my enemy, they're trying to destroy me. How many got some stuff coming against you? You just need to let God hide you in his secret place. It's a secret place. Not everybody can get in the secret place. The secret place is prepared for those that love God. And when you get in that place, the enemy can't touch you. He'll try. You may feel the effects of warfare in your life. I'm not going to tell you you're not going to feel the effects. But what do you do when you feel those effects? You just keep on praising God. You keep on declaring he's your help. You keep on saying he's your light and your salvation. Amen. All right, look at Psalm 28. Tell your neighbor again, say, the Lord is my helper. Hallelujah. Psalm 28, verse number 6. Blessed be the Lord, because he have heard the voice of my supplication. When I say, Lord, help, guess what? He heard that. He heard the voice of my supplication. Supplication is just a humble, heartfelt request, a prayer, a cry for help, a cry for aid and assistance. So I say, Lord, help. Then look at what he said again in verse 7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. Glory to God. You see, God done fixed this thing so many ways that if you don't understand going in the secret place, maybe you'll understand the shield. The Lord is my strength and what? My shield. My heart does what? Trust in him. In other words, my heart is not fearful. My heart trusts in him. Listen to this. My heart trusts in him, and I am what? Helped. When you trust in the Lord, your help is on the way. I can't tell you how many times I read this scripture when I was in a rough spot, not knowing what to do, not knowing the next step. And the Lord gave me this scripture here. And look at here. How many stars I got by this scripture there? That's a 5-star scripture. You know when I put that there? I put that there in 1999. I put 5 stars by it. Because I wanted to remind myself every time I look at it, this is a major right here. This is my 5-star. Look, see my 5-star? See my 5 stars right there? See my 5-star? Yeah, you see my 5-star right there? That's my 5-star scripture right there. Ain't a whole lot of 5-stars in that I got in here, but this is one of them right here. My 5 stars right here. Yeah. Ain't got a check mark on this side about my heart trusting in him. I know if I can trust in God, I can overcome anything. If I can believe God and trust God and stay in faith, I can overcome anything the world brings. I can face any storm that comes in my life if I stay on the word and listen to what he tells me to do and just do it. I can't be destroyed and I can't be knocked out. You understand? The Lord is my strength. Everybody say my strength.
My strength.
The Lord is my strength and my shield. Now just imagine yourself being behind the Lord. The Lord out in front of you. Your shield means he's out in front of you. But the shield of the Lord is a shield that goes 360. The shield of faith, I used to always think that the shield of faith was just a shield in front of you. But the shield of faith is a shield that goes all the way around you, 360 degrees. So it don't matter which direction I'm going in, I'm covered. That's why I don't need nothing for my back. I got the shield of faith for that. Tell your neighbor again, the Lord is my strength
and my shield.
My heart trusts in him. And I'm helped. You know what I did? I just took these words and put them in my mouth. I just did what David did. You see, David said this, didn't he? He made a declaration. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I'm helped. So I just took the words that David was inspired to write here by the Holy Ghost. I just took those words and made them my own and said, the Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and I'm helped. And I just began to say that. Every time the devil would ask me what I was going to do and how I was going to make it, I would say, the Lord is my strength and shield. My heart trusts in him, and I'm helped. Amen. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man can do to me. Amen. I will not fear what circumstances can do. I will not fear what the devil can do. I'm not going to be afraid of anything because God didn't give me a spirit of fear, but power, love, and what? A sound mind. Say it again. I got a sound mind. Say, I got a well-balanced mind. A focused mind. A renewed mind. A strong mind. I have the mind of Christ. I will not fear what man or the devil shall do to me. Because the Lord is my strength and my shield. I trust in him with all my heart. And I am helped. Glory to God. Now you're going to see another similarity here. Listen to what he says then. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices. Oh, I see right here, I got a shield. I'm sitting on a rock, and I'm just rejoicing away. And with my song will I praise him. There he is again. There go to singing again. So what you need to do, you need to keep a lot of praise music going. I ain't talking about that music that make you... that's full of unbelief that make you want to cry and get all depressed when you're singing it. You know them some Christian songs that just put you out, make you think about grandma and great-grandma, make you think about the rough road they had, and just pull you down. Don't be singing, I'm going up the rough side of the mountain. I'm going to tell you, don't be singing them kind of songs. If you got to choose, go up the smooth side. Why I'm going to brag about going up the rough side? Find the side that's smooth. going up the rough side of the mountain. That's going to pull your spirit down. Make you think that life is so hard and, oh, we just barely making it by. And one day in the sweet by and by. Quit singing them songs about the sweet by and by. It's all right to have that hope working in you that there's a better day coming, but you can't magnify that because it'll make you want to check out now. Oh, once we get over there, I ain't got no victory on this side, but one of these days we're going to cross over Jordan. You ain't crossing over no Jordan. You ain't crossing over no Jordan. Where is that in the New Testament? I understand what they mean by that, but you know that ain't scriptural. With my song will I praise him. So when you're in a struggle, you just need to get in the presence of God, begin to pray, pray in the Holy Ghost, and begin to thank God and magnify God and his goodness, and begin to sing about him. Sing about his goodness. I'm going to tell you, fear will run and get out of there, because love, perfect love, drives out fear. And when you start praising God, God will manifest his presence, and he'll reveal to you how much he loves you. And when you know how much God loves you, when you get a revelation of that love, fear will go out of you. I had a fear working in me when a few months after I got saved. I got saved in March, but it was in July or August. I had a fear that God was going to call me to preach. I just had fear. I said, oh, Lord, you can do anything you want to do. Just don't make me a preacher. I don't want to do that. I won't be sitting in no pulpit. I don't have nothing to do with that. But you can do anything you want to do. I just don't be no preacher, please. And one day I was fellowshipping with the Lord. I was worshiping him by myself, on my knees, just worshiping him and thanking him for his goodness. I wasn't even thinking about being a preacher. I just was loving on him and singing to him and talking to him, just having a conversation with him. And then all of a sudden, he manifested his presence in that room where I was. And he began to tell me how much he loved me. He just knows how to communicate to you. And I felt it in my heart. He said, I really love you. I said, Lord, you love me? He said, I really do love you, Greg. I love you. I just had an inward knowing. I could see into the depth of that love. I can't even describe it to you. I don't have words to describe how the Lord showed it to me. I just, words escaped me. But I was able to see and to get a glimpse over into the depth of how much God loved me. And when I saw it, I said, God, you love me that much? He said, I do. I love you. And when he told me that, let me tell you something. That resistance, that little spot of resistance that I had in my heart, it was like somebody put a flame of fire on butter, and it began to melt and drip, and that thing drained right out of me. And I say, Lord, if you love me that much, then you know what? Anybody that love me as much as you telling me you love me can't have anything bad for me. Amen. So nothing you want to do in my life gonna hurt me. Amen. I say, Lord, you can make me a preacher if you want to. I say, I don't even care no more. Because I know you love me. You see, perfect love casts it out fear.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Here on the battleground, for your glory, we're taking territory, fighting unseen enemies like never before. We're waging war.
Greetings, brothers and sisters in Christ. You are now tuned into the media ministries of Kingdom First Ministries of Bossier City, Louisiana, with Minister Catherine Young. Listen now to a word in season from Minister Catherine Young from a message already in progress.
Our goal is to become like him. And like I said, we're not going to be perfect, but at least our reflection should shine through. That when people see you, they know that it's something different about you. And then when they see that difference in you, it compels them and they're drawn to you. Because they know they want what you got. Yeah. Amen. And that's what we have to fix. That's what we have to get in line. And don't think that I'm just preaching, bop, bop, bop. That's what we all have to get. That's what I'm talking about when the scripture says we go from glory to glory. But you can't stay stuck when you first got saved and stay in that glory spot. Because God is progressively moving. And when he's moving, we should be following. Because we should be like, God, I want more of you. God, I'm tired of being bound right here. See, you see people in their glory, but you don't know nothing about their story. So while you sitting back and you judging them, and you judging their praise, you judging how they look, you talking about it don't take all that. You don't know what they've been through. So what they doing is they going from glory to glory. But you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. Amen. I tell people all the time, I am not going to heaven just sitting around here being bored. I'm not going to sit in church every Sunday and make this a routine. Come on, let me do my due diligence because this is what we do. We come to church on Sunday. I'm not going to sit and be saved, pay tithes and offerings, work in the church, and still miss out on the glory. See, I'm not going to live like Moses did all that work. Brought the people out of Egypt through the power of God, and them folks complained the whole time. See, Moses was a good man because I'd have been like, God, kill them all. Kill them all. See, but that's why I ain't God. Now, you was bound in Egypt. You was working 365 days a year. You didn't have nothing good to eat. See, y'all all trying to act cute because I'm talking about you. You ain't had nothing. And God bring Moses in, and he said, you know what? Bring them people out. Now, God already knew they was trouble. Didn't catch God by surprise when they started complaining. He didn't say, oh, what did they say? He already knew they was going to clown. But he chose to bring them out anyway. And Moses led them out. Them jokers complained the whole time. Why you bring us out here to die? You could have left us in Egypt. At least we was eating the leeks and the garlic. We had some. Moses, why you did this? Moses, why you did that? I was reading the Bible. You know how you go from calm and then your eyebrows get cocked up, you get mad. I was like, and then every time God went to get them, Moses and Aaron would stand between God and the wrath. Oh, God, please don't take them out. Please don't get them this time. If you kill them, people are going to talk about you and say you brought them all the way out here to kill them in the desert. God lift his wrath. Them jokers went around the same mountain for 40 years. Now, theologians believe that trip shouldn't have took them but 2 to 3 weeks. For 40 years, how you do that? You would think that somebody would go around the mountain. Did we come this way before? You would think that. familiar to me. We've been this way before. Ain't nobody know nothing. Because they were so busy complaining and whining. So they didn't even pay attention. So 40 years, now in the 40 years, God is reflecting his glory. He done appeared in the, when they was cold at night, he put a pillow of heat over. You not like y'all cold in our church right now? If you say, Lord, send that pillow of fire, you'll warm up. In the day, when it was hot in the desert, he brought the cloud to cool them. When Pharaoh chased them, all his glory, he sent whirlwinds to throw them off. And the biggest miracle, oh, they finna get us. Pharaoh coming. Moses look at the Red Sea and it divide. I'd have been like, you are the only true and living God. There is no other God. Oh, God, you are faithful. You are the best. You are the only. The Red Sea. Them jokers, no sooner as they got to the other side. Now, God's glory should have been all on them. Other nations should have saw them and say, ooh, that's God's people. And the funny thing about it is the Bible tells us that the other nations knew them because of God. Not because they were such great people. But they saw the glory. God, they saw everything. But we just complain and we whine and we mourn and we never transformed. It's got to be more to this thing we call Christendom. You understand what I'm saying? If you're going to go to church every Sunday, if you're going to go to Bible study every Wednesday, Tuesday night, if you're going to do all that, live it. See, I'm not gonna go to hell doing all that good stuff. See, that's the problem. We don't talk about hell no more. When I talked about hell, the whole room took a breath. Because we don't talk about that because we want people to be comfortable. And we don't want to offend nobody. We don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. But I'm going to tell you, if you don't have an authentic relationship with Jesus, sad as it might be, in hell you're going to lift up your eyes. And that is word, word, word. See how I get quiet? See, you could gaze by the atmosphere. You know, people are like, oh, am I really safe? And you gotta check your fruit. You get in that mirror. And you say, you know what? What do people see when they see me? Do they see Jesus? Because see, you could primp. You could fix all this up on the outside and be fly. But toe up from the floor up. Toe up. You can't help nobody else because you still bound. You still mean, you ain't changed, and you ain't transformed. And you look good, but you ain't happy. You look fly, but you ain't happy. See, we have allowed people to destroy us. And we got to get free from that. Okay, you was molested. Okay? And we're not making fun of that. Okay? But it's time to be free. Amen. Amen. You understand? Because see, while you crying and you whining over your past, that other person is free, but you still in prison. And you don't know where they're at, what they doing. They could probably already gave their life to the Lord and living and die and go to heaven after all they done did, long as they repented, but you still bound up. You divorced. Okay, let's get over that. Amen. Okay, another sister in the church hurt you. A brother in the church hurt you. Pastor them hurt you. Okay. Like they say, build a bridge and let's get over it. Yes. Amen. Because you can't stay here. Because long as you stay there, you reflect no light. You reflect none. Amen. So we got to get to that place what the Bible calls, where rather the Greek word says, it's metamorphosis. It's that time where you come from being a caterpillar to a butterfly. Amen. And it says change. When Paul talked about in the text we read, he said, we all, he say us all, are to be transformed and change. Transformation is for all Christians. It's not for a select few. Amen. It's for all of us. So it means once you get Jesus come into your life, the Holy Spirit, when you accept Jesus, the Holy Spirit is going to come into your life and you're going to notice a change. See, that's why you can't tell me you can't habitually sin and say you saved.
That's right.
And if I hear one more Christian say, God knows my heart, I'm going to fight you. I'm going to fight you. Well, baby, God knows my heart. You done tore the whole church up. You done heard everybody. Well, and then you go, somebody tell you, well, God knows my heart. Let me hear that one more time. Because when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he starts sending up red flags. When you getting ready to say something to Ray Ray and cuss him out, the Holy Spirit be like, boom. When you get ready to be mean and get somebody, the Holy Spirit be like, boom. The Holy Spirit just constantly moving. He walks with us. He talks with us. And he even warns us. He lets you know when Sister Holy Ghost is finna clown at church. So he tell you already, get ready, get ready, get ready. Because she is going to get you. But instead of you arming up and say, you know what, I'm going to get her back. We got to let the Holy Ghost do that work. And you start rebuking them devils before you even see her. We need the help of the Holy Ghost. If you say the Holy Ghost is going to do the work. Only thing you got to do is listen and obey. The Holy Ghost is going to do the work. But what we do is, she tell me, I'm going to tell her. I'm going to get her. Lord, I'm going to put this Christianity to the side because I'm going to get her. I know none of y'all do that. I just do that. Because we think that we feel better and we go ahead and tell each other off. I'm going to throw this religion down. How do you throw religion down? And then you say, oh, I'll pick that back up right now. You just can't do that. So that's why God is calling us to a place of examination. The Bible talks about, if you read that whole Corinthians chapter 3, it talks about how Moses, when he went into Mount Sinai and he sat into the presence of the Lord, when he came out, he was so full of God's glory that the people couldn't even look at him. What's wrong with him? Because see, some of us scared of God. You see the God on somebody, it don't take all that. She ain't saved. She ain't saved all that just putting on. She ain't saved. But they saw the glory of God is shown through. And the people was like, oh my God, we can't look at him. We couldn't, because it was too much God. And when they saw too much God, it exposed the sin in them. You see what I'm saying? And see, that's like us. When we see somebody that's full of God, or like we say to old folks, when growing up in my age group, when we was young, we see a man, a woman of God, we respected them. If you saw them walking up the one side of the street, you walk on the other side. Yes, sir, thing, ma'am. You see,
head, anoint my feet, send your angels raining down here on the battleground. For your glory, we're taking.
Minister Young, hope you were blessed by this in-season word. You may contact Minister Young at 318-286-0881. Or write Minister Young at Kingdom First Ministries, LLC, Post Office